The list of Hockey Canada coaches comes out last week. You're not on them, and that was my tip-off right there that something's going on with Brendan Saucy. Give me the lifeline or the timeline as to what happened.
Oh, yeah? Prove it. No. Yeah, it happened really quickly. It was almost a... just so quickly that I'm still almost a little bit in shock. And for both the organizations to get it together so quickly, it's a blessing that it's not drawn out, because you can just make your decisions and prepare. But yeah, that the announcement from Hockey Canada was like, it was that morning I phoned them. Like, hey, this just happened. So that's kind of the timeline.
You hear from Ron Frank. Well, you hear from Derek Laxdal first. I think you have some history with him from before, or no?
No, I don't. It's just our paths crossed at different years. He was the coach of Edmonton after I played there. And so, no, I didn't know him personally. But, yeah, I mean, by every conversation we've had so far and everybody that's spoken about him to me, I'm just really excited to continue to grow as a coach under him. And then Ron Francis, what can you say, like... he's a Hall of Famer, and that's, I mean, the obvious thing, but he's a straight shooter, honest, just up front. He's my kind of guy. Really enjoyed every conversation we've had.
Getting this opportunity, Brendan, just what does it mean for you and your family to now go up to the pro ranks and get this opportunity with an NHL affiliated club?
I got two main goals in life. One's professional, and that goal is to win a Stanley Cup. And then I have a personal goal, which is to be the best dad I possibly can be. And so those two things are rarely in harmony. Rarely. Because if you're going to be a fantastic coach, that means extra time away from your family. And if you're going to be a really good dad, that's extra time away from, if you're going to be a really good dad, that's extra time away from the rink. And so they just so rarely work in harmony. But in this case, Loan, my daughter's grandparents, live in Palm Springs for the winter. So it's one of those beautiful scenarios where I can pursue my professional goals while my daughter gets to be around her grandparents just about every day. So both goals being very important to me, of course, my daughter coming first, being able to give that to my daughter while I'm coaching my butt off and working as hard as I can means a lot.
This opportunity now to go to this level, what does it allow you to reflect on your time here in Saskatoon? 3 years that you've been here, the playoff runs, like you mentioned, you started a family here in Saskatoon. What does it allow you to reflect on these last 3 years here?
There's so many incredible memories. And that's the thing about the hockey journey is there's always new chapters, but the book is still there and you can flip back at any time. Like the reverse sweep on Red Deer, for example, I'll never forget the hugs with myself and Hilty and myself and Colin. Like that moment is burned and etched in my brain. We won a lot of hockey games. We did a lot of cool stuff. But ultimately, and this is as an organization, ultimately, man, we're a part of putting out some unbelievable human beings into the world. And that's really like the biggest thing is you're trying to be a positive impact on these young men. And when you see them go on to whether it's pro careers or university or careers after that and starting their own families and their own lives, that's what you're most proud of because it's the relationships and the memories that remain. So I nothing but positive. I can't be more thankful to the Priestner family, to Hilty, to Tents, to the amazing staff. Very fond memories.
So you passed the coaching reins over to Dennis Sylvia. What can you say about him as a coach?
He ready. He knows the game. He knows the work. And he knows the players. Like they all talked about, it's true. Every player not just loves him, but respects him immensely. Because he truly cares about those kids. He cares about them developing. He cares about them growing. He cares about them as human beings. And he cares about accountability and a standard all those things mixed with the knowing the game and the work ethic and knowing how to do it, couldn't be in better hands, honestly. I can't speak highly enough of Dan.
Are you surprised how quickly he kind of climbed the ranks? As we were talking about, he was playing not that long ago, and now he's going from assistant coach to head coach.
Yeah, it's quick, but no less deserved. Like, it's quick, but, I mean, Les is on the bus, so he could attest to this. He's right there, man. He's ready. He could not be more ready, so... As quick as it is, he's already at the place where he knows what he's doing.
Actually, you probably knew that back when you were away with the World Under 17 Challenge, when he did the job that he did over, what was it, 6-7 games, 2 weeks or so, 3 weeks?
Yeah, yeah. He's ready. He really is. And you see it every bus trip. He knows the game, he knows the kids, and he knows the work. So what else do you need?
The world of pro is admittedly a very different one to junior, like from, you know, the competition, the everything. What are you going to take from this junior world and the culture that, you know, either you built or you revealed in this team to the pro ranks? And then is there anything that you're kind of thinking, oh, this might be a big step when you go jump?
I don't think that caring about the athletes you're working with and helping them and truly trying to get them to where they want to go, I don't think that... being a part of that process is much different. I think every athlete, when they know that they have the support and care of the coach and that they're on the same team and that you share the same goals and you truly want to get them to where they want to go, I don't think it matters if you're 30 or 20 or 16. I think that's the main bit, is the relationships. And that does not... scare me, if that's what you're getting at. I'm just eagerly looking forward to supporting Lax, developing Kraken, and just honestly working as hard as I can to be at the best I can for the staff and for the players.
You said your goal is to win a Stanley Cup. You're now one league away from getting to the NHL to hopefully winning that Stanley Cup one day. When you look back on your coaching career and where you are now compared to where you were when you started, is there one person you think of, like, who kind of helped you get to this point?
There's too many. And there will continue to be a lot, because it's not just, oh, you're a head coach and you're good now and it's good. The old saying is, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. So from start to finish, there's too many names, too many relationships, too many friendships. This hockey world is small, and it's filled with really amazing people. And the list, if I just started, would be hundreds of names. So hard to pick out that many.